Welcome to Autogrill third quarter 2014 financial results presentation.
Good evening and welcome to our third quarter 2014 call. As usual, I have to draw your attention to the disclaimer on page 2. All the numbers we will be referring to are on a constant exchange rate basis, unless we say otherwise, and exclude the U.S. retail business. Given the group demerger had effect from the 1st of October 2013, the travel retail numbers related are still included in our number, and according to IFRS 5, are shown in a single line. Below net profit from continuing operation in the group reclassified profit and loss, below net investing capital from continuing operation in the group's reclassified balance sheet. Now let me hand over to Gianmario Tondato, our Group CEO, and Alberto De Vecchi, our Group CFO, who will take you through our results in details.
Grazie, Elisabetta. Thank you, Elisabetta. Good afternoon. Commenting the results of the third quarter of 2014, I think we can say that we had a positive impact on what we can control, even if there is still a hostile and difficult environment. Italy has taken some steps forward, and our margins have started to improve thanks to our work on rationalization of our footprint, leading to a smaller and better network. We achieved this despite the traffic that has been soft due to the weather not being particularly friendly during the summer, and a higher rent on the environment because of the extended renewed point of sales. And keep in mind that all the programs we've been talking about in the past, like the clusterization program, is not started yet. In the other European countries, the results have improved, with both sales and EBITDA developing in a positive way. This is the area where we first started rationalizing our network by focusing on the most profitable motorways, point of sales, and moving to airports and railway stations. In conclusion, the summer in Europe has been satisfactory, even if still in a difficult environment. HMS Host, our North American international business, non-European international business, has also delivered decent results, even if we expected more, in terms of good sales reflecting into good profitability. This wasn't entirely the case. HMS Host have delivered at two different speeds. In North America, we weren't able to fully capture the strong traffic in the summer months. In the rest of the HMS Host, the part of the international part, we performed quite strongly, on the opposite. Overall, at group level, the third quarter shows that we have improved EBITDA, net profit, and free cash flow. Alberto now will take you through the numbers in much more detail. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Gianmario. Let me take you through the numbers in detail. Starting with HMS Host and the airport channel, and within the airport channel, I would like to look first at our operations outside North America. You know that we want to beef our presence in new geographies that may assure high growth rate in traffic and potential additional customer base, or, as in the case of Northern Europe, expand in markets which are very profitable. HMS Host businesses outside North America have outgrown in the quarter the HMS Host performance inside North America, also thanks to the contribution from the recently opened locations, which include St. Petersburg, Vietnam, and Indonesia. These locations contributed about $14 million of sales to the quarter. At Amsterdam Airport, our sales in the quarter amount to almost $34 million, up to 7.6%, outpacing an already strong traffic, which was up 3.7%. In total, HMS Host sales in airport outside North America have amounted to close to $72 million, with an increase of around 19% on third quarter 2013. They represent today around 13% of total sales generated by HMS Host in airport. Now, moving to U.S. airport, comparable sales have grown by 5%, outperforming the traffic, which was up 3.5% in the quarter. but the outperformance has been a bit lower than our expectations. In the summer months, the average ticket has been strong, up by 5.4%, even better compared to the increase of 4.9% we achieved in the first 6 months of 2014. This improvement has been driven by a sales mix with more table service dining compared to QSR. Unfortunately, during the summer month, the number of tickets slightly declined compared to third quarter 2013, that they went down by 0.3%, whereas in the first 6 months of the year, they were grown by 1.8%. The relative weakness of the QSR towards more expensive concepts, which is positive for the average ticket, as we have seen before, may have produced less contact. Also, we may have overstressed labor productivity, generating a temporary lower capturing of the traffic. The balance between efficiency in managing resources and sale effectiveness is a never-ending fine-tuning process in our business. And in fact, in October, the average number of tickets has improved alongside the average ticket. In fact, in October, we have seen an increase of 4.2% in terms of average ticket and an increase of 3.7% in terms of number of transactions. Now, moving to HMS Host Motorways, sales in the quarter grew by more than 3%, mostly thanks to the positive impact derived from the reopening of the refurbished point of sales on the Ontario Toll Road. On a comparable basis, U.S. motorways were flat compared to a traffic which was up by 0.8% in July and August. Our sales growth was less than we saw in the first 6 months of the year, but mainly due to a calendar effect, that is the different position of Labor Day, where the summer high season ends in U.S., in the two periods. HMS Host EBITDA in the quarter grew by 4.4%, net of a reorganization cost of $1.6 million. Excluding the reorganization one-offs, HMS Host EBITDA margin was 14.5% compared to 14.7% in the third quarter of 2013. This slight lower percent margin is due to some startup costs from the new openings outside North America, and in part is still influenced by the fracturing. Although, thanks to our strong performance in Los Angeles Airport, total sales in the four fractured contracts, I remember namely are Los Angeles, Atlanta, Phoenix, and San Diego, have grown in the quarter in line with the rest of U.S. airport, it is in range of 5% approximately, there were not additional EBITDA for those additional sales. And this is as a result of the cost structure of this airport still needing to be fine-tuned. Now, looking at Italy, sales in Italy were down only due to the change in the perimeter, driven by our exit from non-profitable point of sales and those locations on the motorways that we decided not to renew. We vacated the exited motorways locations starting from the 1st of July 2014. The total impact on the quarter of these changes in the perimeter of the Italian activities was about 24 million euros of lower sales compared to the same period of last year. In fact, excluding these changes in perimeter, sales in the third quarter 2014 were only slightly reducing, as it was a reduction of 0.4% compared to the same period of 2013. Motorway sales in the quarter were slightly up 0.2%, a positive result that we had not seen on Italian motorways for almost 10 quarters. We have data for the whole motorway network, for the traffic of the whole motorway network, up to the month of August. In the main two summer months, traffic grew by only 0.1%. The comparison with the increase of 1.2% as of June end underlines the traffic in summer has decelerated, also due to the bad weather condition in July. In fact, in the entire third quarter of this year, the weather has been particularly bad, with low temperatures and 56 rainy days out of the 92 days of the quarter, while the rainy days were 33 in the third quarter of 2013. So most double of the bad weather than in the previous year. Bad weather and low temperatures are responsible not only for lower sales generated by the lower traffic, but also for a different sales mix. On motorways in the quarter, we saw total sales in beverages and ice creams, which have higher margins, declining by 9.7% compared to the third quarter 2013. Overall, in terms of sales mix by category, the quarter confirmed the trend we saw in the first half, with market sales performing better than F&B sales, thanks to the promotions, which is also proof that our clients' propensity to spend is still low. At the airport, sales performance reflects the change in perimeter. Our sales in the channel were down by 1.3% due to leaving two airports and our reduction in commercial space at Milan Malpensa, partially compensated by taking more space at Rome Fiumicino, which in fact has performed well. We grew by 3% at railway stations, in part thanks to the new openings in Verona and Bari. The reason of the strong contraction in our Italian EBITDA, going from 53 million to about 41 million euros, has to do with one-off only. You may recall that last year, third quarter was benefited by a positive one-off of 13.8 million euros, related to the sales of preemptive rights on several motorways up for renewal. In addition, the restructuring costs in Italy this quarter were 1.1 million euros, about twice as much as in the third quarter of previous year. If you eliminate all these one-offs, the actual EBITDA grew by more than 5%, notwithstanding a 7% fall in sales. Higher rents of about 1.5 million euros in the period on the renewed motorways point of sales, and although we are not yet benefiting from the SP1, which is still in the implementation phase. The growth of the actual EBITDA resulted in an EBITDA margin net of one-offs that went from 11.8% to 13.3%. Thanks to the exit from unprofitable locations, strong focus on operating costs and G&A, and levering on cost control and the ability of our people to deliver. Finally, moving to the other European countries, we saw a good performance and better than expected across the board. The group's strategy to rationalizing our network and focusing on airport and railway stations has started to pay off. Today, in other European countries, our motorways businesses account for around 56% of total sales in the region, compared to 80% in Italy. Both airport and railway stations grew double digit in the quarter. Total sales grew by close to 5% and EBITDA grew by nearly 11% in this region. In part, thanks to the flow through from additional sales, and the cost containment that we have been focusing on. Finally, corporate costs were more than halved thanks to reduction in consultancy and personnel costs. Now, moving below EBITDA, I think that it is more meaningful to comment on the nine-month results year-to-date than looking to the third quarter only. The reduction in depreciation from 139 million to 136 million euros as a result of less investment in 2013 compared to 2012 resulted in an EBIT of 111 million, that is 11 million higher than last year. Interest charges declined from 37 million to nearly 31 million euros, thanks to the reduction of the average debt in the period and no more impact from the amortization of the residual value of the interest rate swaps, which we unwind in 2011. Food and beverage net profit was 46.9 million compared to 31.2 million euros, with an increase of around 58% with respect to the 9 months of 2013. The total net profit consolidated was 37.5 million compared to 113 million euro for the 9 months of 2013, which benefited from the positive contribution of about 91 million euro from the travel retail business, which we spun off in October 2013. Now moving to the cash flow, free operating cash flow increased by more than 50%, reaching 124 million euros, also thanks to better networking capital that contributed close to 36 million compared to absorbing 76 million euro last year. Please keep in mind that the networking capital last year was impacted by a long-term bonus payment to top management of about 15 million euros, while this year it benefits from about $18 million related to the disposal of the U.S. retail business. Some changes in the amount of CapEx payables are also partially responsible for the different evolution of the networking capital in the two periods. The good cash generation has reduced our net financial debt from over 670 million at the end of December 2013 to just under 600 million at the end of September 2014, after investment of about 128 million. As I mentioned earlier, in the month of October, U.S. airports had confirmed the positive trend in terms of average ticket, and the number of tickets has started to grow again. On Italian motorways, net of the closures, the performance was better compared to the summer season, and in the other European countries, the growth trajectory has continued, driven by airport and railway stations. With respect to our 2014 guidance that we gave you last May, we are in line on expected sales and only slightly below on EBITDA. But the strong dollar more than compensated for this, as today we expect an average dollar-euro rate of 1.33 compared to the rate we used for the original guidance of 1.37. As a result, we update our guidance as follows. Sales at 3.91 billion compared to 3.86 billion euros of the previous guidance. The increase of 55 million is due to stronger dollar. EBITDA at 314 million compared to 310 million euros due to a performance of around 3 million below guidance and the positive exchange rate effect of 7 million. CapEx are expected at 203 million compared to 210 million euros of the guidance. Some delays in the schedule of the investment in the U.S. have resulted in about 10 million euros of lower than expected CapEx. The difference is reduced to 7 million due to the stronger dollar. Summarizing, we had a rather positive summer, with some areas performing better than others. As at the end of September, our profit from continuing operations increased significantly and cash generation was strong. October trends of sales were either in line or better than summer. And we took additional steps forward in our developing strategy, expanding our presence both in Asia and the UK, where we have increased our presence in Manchester Airport. With this, we are happy to take your questions.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question by dialing star followed by 1. To cancel your reservation, dial star followed by 2. We have no reservations at the moment. I remind you that you can register for your question by dialing star followed by 1. The first question comes from Mr. Marco Baccaglio of Kepler. Mr. Baccaglio, please.
Good afternoon. One question for me is, as you have started to announce new contracts again, I would like to know if you can give us a rough idea in terms of sales, how much additional sales are going to generate these new contracts on a yearly basis in 2015. Thank you.
It is a good question, an obvious question, I think. Unfortunately, at the moment, I don't have the answer about the amount. In fact, we are working on the budget these days. In fact, we see that the impact, unfortunately, I don't have the answer at the moment about the run rate of the new concessions that we have been awarded recently. I think that I'm sorry, but I don't have the answer at the moment. We can provide you with this information, but not now.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Tim Ruskill of Credit Suisse. Mr. Ruskill, please.
Thanks. Good evening. Three questions, actually, if that's okay. The first is, I guess we're about 12 months further on from your Investor Day last year. I just wondered if you could update us on your views on the margin opportunities for each of the three principal geographies and just kind of what the shape of that might be into 2015 and beyond. Has anything changed in terms of your thinking? The second question is, you mentioned in your pre-prepared remarks that central costs were obviously lower during the quarter and have been sort of running lower so far this year. And now we all knew there were going to be some one-off merger-related expenses which weren't going to recur. But can you give us some sense as to how you think you'll conclude the year on central costs? And then the final question.
Excuse
was
me, Tim. Unfortunately, we can hear you very bad. Can you make one question in a row in order to allow us to?
Sure.
Thank you.
Did you get the first two questions?
No.
Okay. Can we start again?
Excuse me. We apologize, but it's while the previous one, question has been heard very, very clearly. We cannot understand your question. So probably the best is that if you can repeat the first question, then we answer to the first question, and then the second and the third, because otherwise we don't want to keep you repeating and not stopping when we don't hear you. Excuse me.
Okay, I'll try again. Hopefully that's better. The first question was, it's 12 months since you had your Investor Day, and you gave margin targets and comments as to how you expected each of the three geographies to progress. And could you update us on that, please?
I think that we have got the half of your question. It seems that you say that it has been 12 months after the Investor Day when we gave some indication about the development of the margins in the future. Is that do you want an update on this?
Correct. Yeah. Thank you.
Excuse me. What you can say is that of course the 2014 is still a year in which we are fixing things. As we said before, we are happy with the result in Italy, for instance. Even though the SP1 has not generated any improvement. So the SP1 in these numbers is not there. I would say that the opposite. At the moment, the SP1 is still generating, as we are in the phase of the implementation, there is a lot of, say, startup cost, has more cost than benefit. Starting, we hope that it starts to generate benefit starting in the next year. So in principle, I think that in Italy, nothing has changed. That is, we said that our target is to achieve the 8%, definitely not in 2015, because we will be, in 2015, we will continue to improve in order to digest the renewal on one hand and to start building up sales in order to have a better coverage of fixed costs. But the aspiration is to arrive to this percentage afterward when we start seeing the old contract expiring. That will start in the last part of 2016 with the full effect in 2017. So nothing has changed, basically. The idea is still to improve the margins, starting to also start seeing increases in sales. Of course, we are describing a lot of quarters with declining sales. It's very difficult to improve margins if we continue to see a reduction in the base, in the sales base. With respect to North America, as I said, the summer has not been great. We are not, as I said, so satisfied about the overperformance on the traffic. The good fact is that the traffic is strong. We have seen a very strong summer, so we are really focused in trying to capture this traffic. The traffic is there, the demand is there, so it is up to us to transform this potential in sales in more than proportional EBITDA growth.
And you still believe you can get to 12% margins?
Yes. Yeah, Elisabetta is remembering to me that the third target that we communicated in Investor Day was the fact that we want to expand the business in what we call the new geographies, that is Northern Europe and Asia and Middle East, and we are on track on that, probably even better than what we expected.
Great. And if you can still hear me, if I can ask the question, my second question, I'll leave it at two. My second question was, you mentioned in your comments that central costs were lower in the quarter, and they're certainly trending quite meaningfully lower year on year, sort of at the 9-month stage. So what are your expectations for central costs for the full year, please?
I think that if I understand, you ask which is the guidance about central cost within the guidance of 2014.
That's correct. Yes.
I see. Well, it's going to be probably a bit less than 30 million. Say probably in the range of 28 million cost.
Right. Thank you.
No questions at the moment. I'd like to remind you, if you want to register for your question, you can dial star followed by one. Next question comes from Miss Emanuela Mazzoni of Intermonte. Miss Mazzoni, please. Ms. Mazzoni, it's your turn.
Yes, hi, good evening. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank you. I have one question on the profitability in North America. Can you help us understanding how your EBITDA margin will evolve in the last quarter of this year, maybe helping us understanding how the fracturing impact will impact your profitability in this quarter? And one clarification on the answer you provided before on your guidance in terms of EBITDA margin for 2015 in North America. Are you sticking with the 12% EBITDA margin for HMS Hostels as a whole for 2015, or fracturing might again impact negatively your profitability next year partially? Thank you.
Well, as far as the indication about the, if I understand when you say in this quarter, you are not referring to the third quarter, but to the fourth quarter.
Yes, the last one. Sorry.
Well, in this case, we don't want to give to split now the guidance of the 314 in pieces between among Italy, rest of Europe, because I think that this is not the way we report the guidance. So in principle, I think that we have to some extent confirmed that at using the same exchange rate of the last guidance, we were short about 3 million.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this is because we were expecting a bit more from U.S. In summer. So basically, is basically related mainly to U.S. That means that we expect to be on track with the original guidance in the last quarter. And this is the indication. So I think that October has performed well. That means that sometimes you may be not completely effective in capturing the traffic. This has happened in summer. October has been positive. Of course, there are still 2 months to deliver. And we are confident that we can deliver in these last 2 months in order to go back to the track. With respect to 2015, frankly speaking, I'm not prepared to give you guidance on 2015, whether as a whole or in part. We confirm that the targets are the ones that we mentioned, but we will give guidance once we will give the guidance for the group.
So maybe if I can, one more question on Italy. The impact or the exit from some point of sales on motorways was around 14 million in the quarter, in the quarter three. So can you help us understanding what will be the impact for the last quarter of this year? A similar impact or an higher one?
Yeah, yes. What we can say, I repeat that I'm not prepared then to split the guidance.
Right.
But I think that it is obvious that as we started leaving these locations at the beginning of July, that means we had almost the full summer as an impact. It's obvious that the impact is lower in the last quarter because the last quarter is a low season.
Right, and only the last one on the Chicago airport concession. Can you provide us some hints on a potential timing in terms of an outcome from the renewals?
Can I take this question? I mean, there are no news. We don't know. It's not up to us. We're on a month-to-month basis, and I think it's good for us. Not bad. And so, as soon as there are some news, you know, we will talk about that. You know, but there are no news now.
Okay, thank you.
No other question at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much. We know that it's very late, and you had other conference before us. So, thank you for your participation, and have a good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling.